That was the one. To say that. Yeah, the sister that he was referring to. She's really focused on the goal and she also seeks the Lord very much. Lord, we thank you also for your word tonight. We pray that you would appear to us. You would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we would know you fully. Open the eyes of our hearts in this meeting. We also want to be diligent to hear your word with a spirit that is awake. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We give our brothers to you. Fill them with the Holy Spirit. We stand with them and we also pray for our hearing, that the Holy Spirit can speak to us and that we would do what you tell us. Lord, we don't want to waste 40 years in the desert, but we want to enter into the good land quickly and directly, which is the eternal entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to reach this entrance.
Lord, strengthen our spirit tonight, body, soul, and spirit, that we can hear your voice and that we come to, that we all will get to the kingdom. Lord, it is our desire, strengthen that you will take over, this desire will take over everything in our life, that you are the highest goal and that we will really reach the kingdom. Praise you for this word in Peter. Thank you, Lord. A wonderful word in 2 Peter. Very precious and important. As we do live in the time of the return of the Lord. Preparation for the conference, we were considering which book the Lord wants to speak. And when we prayed and prayed together, the Lord really confirmed that this in 2 Peter is a burden the Lord has. The Lord wants us to be prepared when He comes. The Lord wants that we all are with Him. Isn't this a good news? The Lord wants us all to be with Him. We should all reach the goal. This is really His plan for us. And now it is on us that we say, yes, Lord, I want to be with you. I want to make it for every price. You know, everything that is precious has a price. That's why it's precious. And this kingdom, you know, even our imagination cannot grasp what it means to be in the kingdom. So that's very normal that Peter has to tell us things in this letter that we realize. Well, that's a good word. Let's take it. No, it's a word we are being asked to really collaborate. Faith is not that you just receive something and you have it and that's it. Because Peter says everything for life and godliness, His divine power has given us. Everything, His divine power has given us everything. for life and godliness. And we have been given exceeding great and precious promises. The greatest promises. For what? That by these you may be partakers of the divine nature. This is what the Lord wants to really give you. That you are Christ-like. That you have the nature of Christ, transformation. A believer is the person that should be in a continually transformation. That is normal to be a believer. You have a continuous progressing change. You know, with children it's the same. It's like children. Every time you see them after some time, they grow, they speak, they start to walk, they change. And this is how our Christian life must be. It says that we came out of the corruption in verse 4. The corruption of that is in the world through lust. We have come out of these things. And then he continues, but also we should have this nature in us. Therefore, we should put all perseverance. German says, but especially for this very reason, in verse 5. He speaks about this price. And in 10 he does that, speaks again. Therefore, brethren, even more diligence. He speaks about this diligence. Not price, a diligence. Or in German, same. So he himself was also diligent. He says, I want to be diligent to remind you of these things. And these days, I often told the Lord, Lord, make me more diligent in spiritual matter. Spiritual, in that, what really brings forth the kingdom. Lord, with every step of diligence, you will also realize something that is growing in you. This diligence, you will see it has an effect. And especially you will see it has an effect in the coming kingdom because you will enter. Therefore, it's really good to have this diligence. And it says giving all diligence. As he also says in Romans, Romans 12, verse 11, he says, not lagging in diligence, but be burning in spirit, serve the Lord as slaves. Diligence can increase or decrease, and Paul says, don't decrease in do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. If you realize you're weak and not so burning, then tell the Lord, Lord, make me burning. Make my spirit burning. You know, if you want a fire, you need something that can burn. You need oil or wood or something. And the same with your spirit. Your spirit every day needs a fresh supply that he can burn. Our flesh is very träge, lazy. We are lazy, but then on the other hand, you have a spirit. God has given you a spirit, and this spirit can burn. And once it burns, things move, you move. There's a way to go on, a push, and this is good. Every day to tell the Lord, Lord, today, let the spirit burn in me new. I want to go on. That all this riches you've given us, that we can take it. We need a burning spirit. We need this from the beginning all the way to the end. And another point in Proverbs, that's a negative example actually, but Proverbs 24, verse 30. In English, I went by a field of the lazy man. Well, the lazy man, he didn't have nothing. No, he had a whole field. He had an inheritance. And by the vineyard of the man devout of understanding. See, this man, without understanding, he has a whole vineyard, but he doesn't know what to do. And there it was, all covered, ungrown with thorns. And its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. We have such a wonderful field from Christ, but do you know what is not wonderful? It's a shame. It's very not nice if we're Christians are fleshly. That's terrible. If a Christian is fleshly, he has not lost his salvation. But all he received, his whole land he got, it is nothing has grown. You argue like the others, you are angry like the others, you blaspheme like the people in the world, you're earthly minded. If you look at people in this world, it's bad. But then you're a Christian and do that, it's a catastrophe. Because you have the life. You have this wonderful life. You have received this field, and it should not be full of thorns and nettles and broken. But it should be. Then he continues here, we should learn. Then I saw it, and I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. There's a rest in the flesh and there's a rest in the spirit. And you have to be clear what is what. Sometimes you think, oh, I am rest, I have peace, but if that's the rest of the flesh here, the wrong rest, all the nettles come out, all the fertile, that shows your rest. Your poverty shall come like a plover, and your need like an armed man. In German, it's also this aspect, very fast. So we have received everything, but now it is up to you to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to use this inheritance. I don't want somebody takes it away, but I want to make it rich on my land. I want to add all these virtues, what Peter says. He says, give all diligence and add to your faith, virtue. It really is an adding of something. You put something, you add something. We always want to be believers that receive everything, but here it says you have to add. Some things you cannot receive, only you develop it, like a language. If you have a language, you have to exercise it. You have to deal with it consistently. After 5 years not speaking a language, and you meet somebody in that language after 5 years, it's not that easy. You maybe learned the language, but if you didn't practice it, you need the practice. But here the word even says we should add, you multiply something. That the Lord can see, He gave you the faith, and you add things that it grows, that it becomes more, you know, virtue. Virtue is something very precious. Man was chosen by God before foundation of the world. And today this word virtue is hardly used. Who speaks about virtues? Many people don't know this word anymore. If I read this virtue, what does Peter actually mean, virtue? We live in a time where this virtue is not used anymore, actually. But Peter says, what the first thing you add to your faith is virtue. Virtue. Amen. And it is like this. The kingdom we enter, it has virtues. That is how the kingdom starts. Like in Matthew, the constitution of the kingdoms on the mountain, when the Lord speaks, it starts with this virtues, how to be. So this faith is precious, but it becomes precious when we add the beatitudes. If I'm a believer, but how I behave with others, I always have problems with my next people. At work, in the family, at home, in the church. Always problems. That is not nice. Peter says, now add all virtue. Put to your faith, add to your faith virtue. You will realize, if every day I argue with my wife, what do I miss? It's virtue. Then I have to give up and say, oh man, I can't do it. No. I tell, Lord, now give me this virtue and I want to add it to my faith. To have this humanity that can enter the kingdom. To be compassionable and to have an ear to listen, these are virtues. To be responsible. If I don't have it, that's not the end, but I have to find it to add it. It's really good to have this experience. That's good to be married, because you are together the whole day and you see how much virtue you have. If you live together, maybe in a brother's house or with sisters, it's not good to be alone. Or you think you are very far and suddenly you live close with somebody and you realize, oh, I need more virtues. Don't be condemned by this if you realize, but take it as an opportunity to say, everything I am still lacking, everything I still need, I don't have the understanding for this person. Lord, give me understanding for my counterpart. And the Lord does that. He works in you if you're diligent. If you put diligence on this point, you will see. I'm very happy to the Lord that we can really develop virtue. And this is a blessing that will bring us to the kingdom. And now in the virtue, it says what? Knowledge. Knowledge, okay, you think, maybe, what do you think of Bible school, seminar, how to interpret the word, go to big libraries? Is this the knowledge? No, it's not knowledge here. In Peter, it speaks about the life you got. It's not about knowing all the words, the verses, and how to interpret them. It's the knowledge of the life of Christ effective in you. To know this life. If I read Romans, you realize Paul has got to know the life of Christ more and more and more. Romans 6 is the experience very good. And Romans 7 is the experience very tough, hard. He went down and says, I am a wretched man. Where was the problem? Did he have the life? He had the life, but he didn't really know it. Then it comes Romans 8, how he got to know this life. Such a knowledge is where we have to add to our faith to know the life of Christ. This is a overcoming life. And no matter if the sin comes and stands against your faith, by faith, you can take this opportunity, even in bad things, to get knowledge on this life, how it works. This life in you is wonderful. It's so powerful. To really seek this knowledge is wonderful. You know, I'm not interested to read a lot of books over the Bible to teach. No, but I'm hungry for the knowledge of this powerful life, because this will bring us the entrance to the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. And if we experience this life, we will see that in the life we will add self-control. That's what we really need. Our flesh wants to have so many things. Our soul has so many interests. And a lot of things are not bad at all. But the question is, will it help you to enter the kingdom? Does it help you the godly? Does it give you godly life? Sometimes I realize some very harmless things that are very normal, they can suppress the going on. George reminded us of the time and morning. What is your sleep? It's not about don't sleep. That is very unhealthy if you don't sleep. You need your sleep. But then the question is, how much do I love my sleep? When do I go to sleep? So when can I wake up to take time of the Lord? That is in your hand. This is an exercise. When do you go to bed? This is an exercise to self-control. And there you can gain the Lord. Your soul has so many interests. And today, this time you have an unlimited possibilities to give food to your soul. You can look at so many things and do so many things, but does it help you to come to the kingdom? And therefore, you need the self-control to enter the kingdom. You need the self-control. And I realized in every area, we can train your body not to let it go, whatever it wants to do, but to bring your body onto the kingdom. As we also read in 1 Corinthians 9:25, he says, "Everyone who competes for the prize is tempted in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for imperishable crown. Who contends exercises self-control," the other translation says. If you think about this and that, but if I leave things and have self-control for the Lord, I do it to get something greater, meaning an unperishable crown, uncorruptible crown. You know, the athletes, they have a goal. They leave everything to get this goal. They live like ascetics to really, they leave everything that's not even necessary for us. But Paul takes it as an example. Whatever is against the life of God, that we have self-control. Lord, I want to take you. I want to leave this matter away to get more for your life, that I can enter the kingdom. But the Spirit will show you what it is to have more time for the Lord, for His word, for His kingdom. You know, my personal experience, it's always cost you a price. I want to pray daily for the Lord's plan. But this time never comes free to you. You always have to fight. In the end, the day is over and you haven't taken once the time. So what do you do? You say, okay, let's go to bed, tomorrow's another day. Or do you take some of your sleeping time to pray for the kingdom? This is something you exercise self-control. Sometimes it's good to have some things to tell the Lord, "Lord, I want to do this daily." Then you really see if you do it. You can see what you did in one day. And you know, in this perseverance, that you can pray that every day, "Lord, make me diligent. Lord, make me diligent." But if I tell the Lord, "Lord, I want to exercise now 10 minutes to invest time with you. 10 minutes, maybe it's not in the morning, then in the lunchtime, the afternoon." But you take this time, very specific, and then you see, "Lord, am I doing this? Can I keep on it?" And it becomes a habit. Faulheit, laziness doesn't go away by itself. No, you have to become diligent. And spiritual laziness, you need spiritual diligence. "Lord, I want to train daily in small things." And therefore, you need self-control. Else the sleep will come, the food will come, things will come, natural things that are okay. But hey, in our faith, we should keep this self-control. And this self-control is in your faith. And then in self-control, you have perseverance. This perseverance also goes together with the trials, tests. There are difficulties, and you need this for your development. For this whole development, Peter speaks, it needs sufferings. Without sufferings, it does not work. no matter what you want to gain, there's always difficulties in life. If you study something, you will not get the diploma after the first lecture. Or you go to lecture and the prof will come and you say, here you are, you have your diploma. This doesn't work, and you shouldn't visit a university if that does it. Some universities, if you have enough money, you can do it, but there you will not get any rich in maturity. You will not get any maturity. But Peter shows us, and we yesterday had it in verse 6 in 1 Peter verse 6, saying, in these you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have to be in grief by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, through it is tested by fire. You may be found in praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Christ. You know, you don't choose exams. Don't choose that. God will send what you need. God will bring opportunities in your life, what you need right now, what is best for you now. And if you have this vision, then take what comes to you. Accept, because you will realize by this you will go on. It is therefore that you will enter the goal. The time is short, therefore it's good to do all the exams that you can stand. 1 Peter 4 verse 12, he continues the same. Beloved, do not think it strange considering the fiery trials which is to try you. This is a trial to try you. But you will see where you stand. If you fail an exam, you're very motivated to learn more, that next time you don't fail again. Sometimes in faith it's the same. Sometimes you fail, but don't give up. Tell the Lord, Lord, I'm putting even more diligence to make this exam for the next time. But it says, rejoice to the extent that you partake of the Christ's sufferings, that when he is glory, when he with his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. You have joy. You shout out in joy. If you have made your exam and you have completed it, that's a great day. And you go into the kingdom, and then you will really scream out. You come into the kingdom and you are trained. Then we can really thank the Lord that we have so much exams we go through, and they make us stronger. It's not something strange, but it is the way to perfection, the way to glory. So this is that we need in the perseverance, godliness. And 1 Timothy 3, 3 verse 16 says, by confession, great is the mystery of gloriness. What is it? God is wonderful in glory? No. It says, He, God, was revealed in the flesh. That is the glory that God in Christ was revealed in the flesh, indicated in the Spirit, seen by angels. Here it shows it is godliness is something you can see. Although we have this body, the flesh, people are able to see something from God. This is wonderful. Satan actually corrupted all mankind. We have all sin in our flesh. What does God do? God does not take away your flesh, but no, God Himself comes in the flesh to manifest. God has this goal. He wants to be manifested in the flesh. And how do we get there? That is what 2 Peter 1 shows us. We need perseverance to godliness. If you take these trials, things really deep in your life can be changed. If you don't go through these sufferings, you will not be changed in that deep way. Some things will never change. But with the Lord, through trials, in the end, what will come forth is an expression of godliness. I know Sultan for a long time, but I have to tell you, he's very different now. He changed. And it says, even the angels, it's seen by angels, Timothy says. The angels, you can't be impressed with huge mega events, with best technique and everything. The angels will not go there. The angels are looking for godliness. Where's the expression of godliness? Something real, something from the glory of God. Peter shows us, where does it come from? It comes from the faith that is developed by faith, by the trials. And then something comes forth that is godliness. And then he continues, in the godliness, what should we bring? Brotherly kindness, brotherly love, brotherly love. And this is something very precious. Wherever you go in the whole world, somebody said, I am a Christian. You meet somebody, you love this person. Isn't this interesting? I think that's very amazing. At work, when I realize he's a brother, I love this man. It's something different. It is a a normal reaction of your life. It doesn't matter what age, what knowledge he has, where he comes from, if he shares your interests, how he looks like, everything doesn't matter. What matters is he's a brother. The brotherly love. To have the brotherly love is so wonderful. And to even develop this without seeing at the person. We are some here, young, old. We have very different backgrounds, persons. But if the brotherly love continues, the fruit is there's no difference. You don't distinguish. You treasure every saint. This is what we have to grow more. The brotherly love. The beginning, when I was young, I want to just have with certain people a fellowship. If they were there, I would only be them. if the others were at the conference, I don't care all about. I just want to speak to these brothers. But this is a beginning, okay? But don't stay there. But if the life in you grows, you change. The brotherly love will grow. And the respect of person decreases and vanishes. That's the best test for us. And you say, oh, in my place, everybody's so different. You can say, congratulations. Now you can really develop brotherly love in a wonderful area to love all the saints in this. In your locality, you need this love of the Lord, the brotherly love. Things are very different as you want them to happen. Then you can get the brotherly love. You think, let's do it this, and they do it completely different. Then you see how much brotherly love do you already have. This is very good that we serve together, not alone. Somebody has weakness. And you think, hey, a Christian doesn't do this. How can a Christian do these things? What are you doing? Do you not know you should not do this? This is bad for your faith. If you see this happening, instead of loving the brother, you're angry or condemning him. This shows you. Here you can, in German it says, you can give brotherly love. We should grow in this brotherly love. Instead of condemning others, the brother, pray for him. Carry him in the brotherly love. Even have compassion with him. To stand for him. Then you're already a step closer to the kingdom. Praise the Lord for the brotherly love. And the prayer for each other, that's very important to gain this brotherly love. Diligence, if you want to be diligent, one thing is very blessing to pray for all the brothers and sisters. If you have problems at your locality, the thing I want to recommend, pray every day for all the saints. Maybe the problems don't go away, but you will, your love to all the saints will increase. This is a victory. To pray for all the saints will open your heart so far and open it for all the saints. And then he continues in the brotherly love. Love. I often ask myself, what is the difference? There's a big difference. If I see the brother and I can't love him, how can I say I have the love of God, the agape love? That's impossible. If I don't have this experience of brotherly love, I do not have the love of God. That's the highest step. It's higher than brotherly love. Like Matthew 5, it starts with the virtues and ends with the love. And the love for the enemies even. If you love, no matter if you are loved back, then you have the love of God. That is the love of God. John says that, John 4:10 says, therefore is the love, not that you have loved God, but that he has loved us and given his Son for our sins. God has loved, although we were enemies of him. This is agape love. This is the real love of God. Loves, although there's no love back. To love the brothers is very simple, actually, but your enemies, who can do that? In this seed of faith, this love is there. Somebody hates you without love, without reason. Do you love this man? No, you don't want to see him. Or do you want to do good for this man? Like Matthew 5 says, what does it say? If somebody hates you, you are in such situation without any reason. And Lord says, and verse 44, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Somebody curses you, speaks bad about you, will you do good for him, Rana? Well, coming up. Pray for those who are spiteful and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heavens. I read in a different translation, says, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Did you ever do that? Somebody curse you and you bless? To pray for those. Do good to them. Pray for them who despise you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. This is the agape love. What a potential you have in this faith. This is in you. And we have, as we hear it, little time, maybe less than 2 years. So therefore, let's take every opportunity to take all these steps from 2 Peter, to have fellowship with the Lord about this. How, Lord, can I get, how can I add to know this life, to have virtue, to have self-control, perseverance, to continue to preserve, to stay in it, not to push away things, but to ask the Lord, well, Lord, why did you give me this situation? And then godliness and brotherly love and then love. In these last days, oh, this list is very strong list, but the time is so short. I often tell the Lord, Lord, bring us all to agape, to this love. We should not be unbelievers, but we should believe. I shouldn't say, Lord, such a love, where should I get it from? How can this work? No, this love is given to you in this seed of faith. But now, by all diligence, you have to let it grow. This love just has to grow. It's there. Daily, you can give it nourishment in the family, the church. Well, you leave that you can even fast and pray for the kingdom of the Lord to come, that these things will grow. Thank you, Lord. I have an opportunity to train self-control, to even fast and pray for your plan. Somebody steps on your foot in the church or out of the church. Somebody speaks bad words to you. You can really learn to grow by this all the way to love. And what do you get? The entrance to the kingdom. This is the point. If you grow to this love, this makes you enter. And you should not be afraid to pray for this. You should really be bold. I can tell you, you're more diligent if you just think about this list every day and to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to have this. This made me more diligent. This really made me already diligent more in the last days. And you realize, Lord, I have something to do, but do it now in me. Let it be done in all of us now. And John, maybe we have to continue the next conference in 1st of John. He often speaks about the love, the completed love. It's the same thing that Peter experienced. What does he say when the love is completed? 1 John 2, verse 5 says, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. Hey, this is possible. If you are obedient to the Lord, to listen to what his word says, it's not so much about running around and doing a lot for God. No, the thing is, keep his word and listen. Ask Allah, O Allah, what do you want me to do that this will grow? What is your desire? Show me. What hinders you in my life that this godly life will come to perfection? Show me now, Lord, please. It's good to ask the Lord these questions, a lot of questions in this area. That you ask him, how will I get to perfection? By love, in the love. And also in chapter 4, 17, love has been perfected among us in this. What is this? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so we are in this world. Hey, the love that is perfected will make you free from judgment. Give you boldness in the day of judgment. It's good if you know what you have to have in the exam. If you know what you have to do in the exam, you can make it. And the Lord shows us what he wants. The love has been perfected among us in this, that we may be boldness in the day of judgment. And then, as Peter says, we will have a rich entrance into this kingdom. Showing us you can't enter without exam. But if you bring this list before the Lord, Lord, grow in every point in this list. As it says, if these things are yours and abundant. And Jordan says, if these things are in you and they will grow even more abundant, you will neither be unfruitful. Some people were saying, hey, I really have to think what I have to choose to bring the Father because their week was so rich. True worship does mean one experience a week I bring to the Father. No, it's good to have one experience to bring something. Amen. But what it should be, that it is richly, you know, that you have a lot of experience. More of the Lord. And you gain the Lord in so many situations. Richly. They will make you neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That there's much fruit in the house of the Lord. Many wonderful offerings. Last Sunday, I thought, wow. I thought, hey, the meetings are getting more glorious. That was a joy. I said, thank you, Lord. That's how we can enter the kingdom, if that continues. Then the warning, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Hey, if you don't exercise, you don't stand, it goes even backward. If you have an instrument you never exercise, you will become worse. Faith, same. You have to exercise that you don't go backward. And that's why he says, therefore, have all diligence. 10. Therefore, brethren, let's read them. 10 and 11 together. Therefore, brethren, be very more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Abundantly. More diligent. We will not fall, but we go into this kingdom, the everlasting kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? May the Lord encourage, and I'm very encouraged to see the Lord is close. Whenever I am getting lazy, I think, and this possibility that it could be so close already, I'm awake and say, okay, Lord Jesus, let's go on. This really helps me in the last days. I think, okay, the Lord is so close. We have this wonderful life. And we have each other. Isn't that wonderful? Therefore, brethren, because we're together, let us set all diligence on this, that we enter this kingdom. Amen. Lord, thank you for you speaking to us. Thank you for the goal you're really drawing in front of our eyes. Lord, you're the one who trains us for everything we're doing. Lord, you have planted all the things in us that we can receive the prize and get to them full maturity, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we praise you. Amen. Lord, bring us to full maturity. We believe that you will make us with all of us, Lord. Therefore, we put all diligence and add to your faith virtue on all these points. Amen. Thank you for this encouraging word. We want to really be diligent. Give us much grace. Lord, we want to exercise. Amen. Exercise with the Lord.